Sean Lisko was a college student in the middle of the Great Recession that struck the U.S. in the late 2000s. This led to him making a decision that would affect his life for the foreseeable future.
And two, I own a college in New Rochelle, hoping to learn something I could make a career out of.
Before he was able to complete his degree, he saw the effects of the economic downturn.
The main reason for me leaving college was the job market at the time. I saw a lot of people in my field struggling to find a job. Unless you have something lined up that's going to pay your bills afterwards, I wouldn't recommend it. At the same time, I was offered this opportunity to start in the police department, so I took it figuring if it didn't work out, I could just go back to school.
Like anyone in his position, he had doubts and fears about the outcome.
Obviously, it's a big move, and I was extremely nervous of failing out of the academy, so I didn't tell any of my friends from Iona my plans, and people are going to have opinions one way or the other, but all you can do is focus on you and make it work for yourself.
Now, almost 10 years later, with 8 years on the job as an NYPD officer, he reflects on what he wishes he had done differently.
While I was there at Iona, I was working 3 jobs and doing school full-time, so for me, college was more a blur of anxiety than anything that resembled fun. Had I known I was going to have a job lined up right away, I wouldn't have worked so much outside of school trying to pay for school while I was there and try to enjoy school more.
Having gone through it himself, he offered some final advice to those considering dropping out of school.
If someone is just leaving school because they feel they can't keep up with payments or the classes are too tough, I would just recommend transferring to somewhere that works better for you, but just leaving because school is too hard is not a good move. If you have an opportunity to start a career or some other opportunity, then definitely go on it. But if you just feel school isn't for you, that's no reason to stop.
This is Brianne Lisko for WCC News.